Brothers and sisters, today the gospel presents Jesus Christ as the master who speaks to us about the detachment that we must live by. In the first place, a detachment of our honor and recognition, which every so often we are looking for. He says to us, beware of being greeted in the marketplaces and occupy the reserved seats in the synagogues and the first places at feasts. In this sense, Jesus prevents us from following the bad example of the scribes. In the second place, the detachment of material things. Jesus Christ praises the widow while regretting at the same time the deceit of the others. And he says, for all of them gave from their plenty, but the widow, she gave from her poverty and put in everything she had. In fact, it is all the liturgy of this Sunday that invites us to take into consideration the example of these two poor widows who greatly teach us how generosity has to be pushed to extremes. Let us recall the widow of Zarephath in the first reading. What did she do? She gave to the prophet Elijah all the remaining food for her and her son. In a way, she gave all they got left for surviving, for the prophet to live. And on the other hand, in the temple's treasury, another widow, puts in 2 coins. And about this woman, the evangelist emphasizes that she gives not from her superfluous, but from all what was necessary for her. What is so striking about these 2 examples given to us today is that these women are taking concrete actions that build a new world. They are taking true gestures that build a world based on love. So they are given to us as models. Models because they are among those men and women who know how to forget themselves, how to give not only what they have, but themselves, above all themselves, making thereby their lives a way of salvation. So, what does that mean for us today? What does that mean for the faithful Christians we are? As Jesus points out, it means it is not the amount that is contributed that counts before God, but the totality of personal trust and self-giving that the amount represents. For some, it was just what they had left over after making good allowance for their comfortable lifestyle. For the widow, it was absolutely everything, keeping nothing for herself. She could rely now only on the providence of God, to whom she had surrounded all. In this way, the widow becomes an example of faith to admire and possibly to emulate according to circumstances and calling. Yes, being Christian is not only to make a generous grant from our superfluity, but rather to give ourselves. Being Christian is to cross the greatest space of our existence, the space of self-giving, the gift of self, as Jesus has shown it. The widow of Zarephath gave all she had left for the promise that she would not miss anything. The widow of the gospel has given all her necessities without expecting any reward. She did not give in order to receive, but rather she stripped herself. So we can say that from the widow of Zarephath, we are taught about sharing. Sharing what we have with those who do not. It can be our money. It can be also our time, our availability. It can be our affection too. It can be our various talents. And from the widow of the gospel, we can learn that we have not to pretend while we walk for addressing a huge situation or when we want to give a donation. In this sense, we can remember this evening the famous French philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau, who said, "When a man dies, he carries in his hands only that which he has given away." When a man dies, he carries in his hands only that which he has given away. Those people who know how to give away, you and me, we encounter them without really seeing them because they do not make noise. They just devote themselves in silence and discretion. Indeed, brothers and sisters, this gospel passage is a strong challenge for all of us. Let us not find that it is difficult to share with the needy, with the poor, and to contribute to the church, because everything comes from God, and we are just managers of everything that we have. So let us just do our best when we fulfill our part of charity. There is a famous grave in Westminster Abbey in London, that of the musician Christopher Chapman from the 17th century. In this famous grave is bearing this following epitaph: "What I kept, I lost by not giving it. What I spent, I had. What I gave, I have. What I kept, I lost by not giving it. What I spent, I had. What I gave, I have." So real, so true. Finally, may the example of these two widows stimulate us and enable us to fully give ourselves and assume all the responsibilities that are ours. each one where the Lord sought him. Our responsibilities of believers, our responsibility of citizens, so that everyone can truly contribute to building a more equitable society. Amen.